At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame, never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast. Hi, this is brought to you by Haney University. HaneyUniversity.com. That's where you're going to go and sign up for my free instructional videos. And you can find out information if you're interested in getting a golf lesson from me personally at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona. You can do that at HaneyUniversity.com. All right. And I've been having some great lessons. It's been great. A lot of good students and predictably good results. It's been a blast. I'm having so much fun. And almost everybody that's come for lessons listens to my podcast. So that's... That makes me feel good. There's somebody listening out there. There's a lot to talk about. I think that's the best thing about this whole Live Golf PGA Tour thing. You know, it's what every single person who comes up to me wants to talk about. Like, nobody asked me about this player or this tournament or that player or that tournament. I haven't had nobody's come and said, hey, you know, what did you think about Sanderson Farms tournament? No. Everybody comes and they ask the same thing. Hey, what's the deal with Live Golf? You know, do you think it's good? Do you think it's bad? Do you think it's going to continue? What do you think is going to happen? It's the topic of conversation. And it seems like every day there's something else to talk about. I'm on Twitter and I love to see all the stuff that's on Twitter because it just gets your brain going. I mean, it really does. And there's so many different angles to this. I got a message from one of my teaching colleagues, and he said to me, it was Peter Costas. Okay, he one of the greatest teachers in the history of the game, and former CBS announcer. And it was interesting. He goes, I don't know if I should say this or not. I'm going to say it. I don't know if he wants me to repeat this, but he says, you know, I'll give you the crux of it. He said, it seems like you and I are the only two somewhat objective voices on this whole Live PGA Tour thing. And he's like amazed. And I am too. I'm amazed at how many like big names, you know, I don't know what I would call big name, media people, you know, I love the golf media, players, the whole thing. I mean, they seem to be so compromised on this subject. I mean, like people call, you know, like on Twitter, they say, oh, Hank, you're a live golf lover, you know? And I'm just a golf fan, you know, I love the game, but it's so one-sided. I mean, the great thing is it just gives me something to always talk about. And that's what I love about it the most. So I get a message on Twitter, you know, you can send direct messages to people. And I can either accept them or not. I don't know the people. Obviously, they follow me on Twitter, at Hank Haney on Twitter, but they follow me. And then once in a while, they send me a message, and I always accept them because I want to, even when people rip me to bits, you know, I don't care. Like I've gotten a lot of messages from some of the people that listen to my podcast. Oh, you're Hank, don't listen to them. Well, listen, they don't bother me. I don't, you know, people, they can rip me all they want. It's fine. I mean, I just see how stupid people are over this whole thing. I mean, it's like crazy. But here's a message I get from one of the guys that follows me, and his name's Logan. And he goes, Miss Trainee, he said, do you feel, first off, Hank's okay. You don't have to call me Miss Trainee. But anyway, I appreciate it. Do you feel the PGA versus LIV Golf has turned people away from golf? No. I don't think it has. I think golf is booming because of this. It has more people talking about it, and I see golf like trending up. I don't see how this has all been bad for golf. You know, I hear about it. Roy McIlroy, they're tearing apart the fabric of golf. What the fuck does that mean? You know, guys that left are getting paid. Guys that are staying are getting more money. With the fabric of golf, you know, I mean, what does that mean? Somebody goes and gets a good deal working for another company, and that you're tearing away the fabric. You should just stay here and work here. Why do you want to raise? Why do you want more money? Why do you want guaranteed money? Why do you want to raise? Just stay here and work here. You know, it's all great here. Just stay here. That's not the way the world works. Guys get a good deal, they go to a good deal. You get a good job offer, you go to that job offer. Hey, it's been nice. Appreciate it. You know, I hope wish you guys nothing but the best. Now, that's not what everybody's saying, you know, because it's just a fight. You know, it's a fight back and forth. But anyway, my friend Logan texts me. He goes, do you think that LIV and PGA deal has turned people away from golf? He says, not as far as playing. And you know, I think it, you know, the world of professional golf is not all of golf. It's just a little part of golf. You know, golf is what's played at country clubs. Golf is what's played at public golf courses. Golf is what's played at Top Golf and facilities like that. A lot of people don't even really play. They just like to go hit balls. So that's all golf. But he says, do you think it's turning people away from golf media? The bias and hypocrisy is disgusting, in my opinion. This is what he says. Well, you know, it's good to hear this because when you get on Twitter, it's either like some people say things in favor of LIV Golf, and immediately they just get ripped to bits. My two favorite people to follow, though, on Twitter is Mark Lai, former PGA Tour player and friend of mine, great guy, played PGA Tour for many years, loves the PGA Tour, likes what LIV Golf is doing. James Hahn, PGA Tour player, honest guy, just did an incredible interview with Alan Shipnuck. James Hahn has tweets all the time, you know, saying positive. And his take was this, you know, kind of in a nutshell, the tour's doing great because of LIV Golf, and LIV Golf is doing, you know, the players that are over there are doing good. It's been great for us. Our purses are growing. We got, you know, all this money going into this and going into that. So how is it? Is it bad? But every time somebody says something positive about LIV Golf, you just get ripped to bits by people. Like, it's like they're so defensive. You know, why can't there be room for both? Why can't LIV Golf and the PGA Tour both do good and just there's more golf? There's more spots for players. There's more golf to watch on TV. You know, I mean, and if people say, you know, I don't like it because, you know, it's on YouTube. Well, you know what? Okay, well, you know, someday it won't be on YouTube, but it is right now. But what difference does it make? If you don't want to go on YouTube, don't go on YouTube. I like watching it. I like to see seeing more shots, and I like the, you know, I like the team format. There's things I like about it. I like watching the PGA Tour too. Here's another example. My friend who texts me, he says, for example, how can there be official world golf rankings without involving some of the best players in the world? That is a wonderful question. How can it possibly be? I see this article on ESPN, and this is the same BS you see all the time. So they're talking about the tournament this week at the CJ Cup, which is the PGA Tour event. They have 15 of the top 20 players in the official world golf ranking. Only one LIV golfer, Australia's Cameron Smith, is currently ranked in the top 20. The list is irrelevant. It doesn't, it's not even a list. It's not official world golf ranking. I mean, I could call it the official anything. You can just say, you know, that's not like a name that is trademarked. Official. Here's the official Hank Haney list. what do you mean, official world golf ranking? Official by who? If you don't include the top players, what good is the list? What good is the list? You tell me Dustin Johnson's not a top 20 player in the world? Come on. Please, people. I mean, it's so their list is obsolete. They can talk about 15 out of the top 20 players in the world on your list, you know, but that's not an official world golf ranking. It's not a good list. It's not a good list. He says, this guy says, you know, how can there be an official world golf ranking without involving some of the best players in the world? He said, make up the rules as you go. I love it when these people are on Twitter and they're like, they didn't follow the rules. They didn't follow the rules. You're supposed to have a cut. Well, first off, that's not even the rule because there's tournaments on the PGA Tour that don't have cuts. So they make the rule just to fit whatever they want it to do. And what they want it to do is they want to have some tournaments that don't have cuts and some tournaments that do have cuts. So they say a certain percentage of your tournaments have to have a cut. Well, that's a BS rule. You just bent the rule to make up to make it work what you've got. Because they control the whole thing. I've talked about this in another podcast. They control the whole world golf ranking. So they make the rules whatever they want them to be. And then they say you can't have 54-hole events. That's not a real tournament. But they have 54-hole events. There's 54-hole events on the LPGA Tour. They got official world golf rankings. There's 54-hole events on the Champions Tour. There's 54-hole. They played a 54-hole event on the PGA Tour, or the European PGA, the DP World Tour, whatever they call that thing. They played a tournament over there, 54 holes. Everybody still got points for that. They said you got to have a certain amount of players. You only got 48 players. You got 20 players at Tigers event. 20 players. Hero World Challenge. They're all getting points. They make the rules to be whatever they want them to be. That's what they do. The LIV stance is, go ahead and just, why don't you just change, since you just make the rules to be whatever they want them to be, and you call it an official world golf ranking, don't you want to have the best players ranked? To me, the onus is on the world golf ranking people to make their list relevant. See, what they're doing is they're just teaming up with the PGA Tour and they're trying to squash the live. And their last line of defense is the world golf rankings, because if they can keep these players from having world golf ranking points, then what they can do is they can penalize them. They can keep them out of major tournaments. And by doing that, they think it will discourage. Come on, let's cut to the chase. They think that will discourage people from going and jumping over to LIV, because they don't know what LIV's going to do. LIV might all of a sudden say, hey, you know what? We're going to throw in another $500 million. Now, you know what? Make it another billion. You know what? And we're going to make it 72 hole events. And we're going to have 72 players. And screw the PGA Tour. Just go get some more players. Go get a we got 48 right now. You know what? Go get another 24 and shoot high. You know what? And you know what? Hey, forget about the billion. Here's a billion two. You know what? You know what? You need a billion five. Here's a billion five. They could do that. So their last line of defense is this whole world golf ranking thing, that whole criteria. And like my friend Logan said, he said you'd think the official world golf ranking criteria was carved in granite. I mean, these are just rules. If you look at the world golf ranking rules, it's all up for interpretation. Even when the MENA tour that the LIV tried to hook up with, or they did hook up with, and that was going to be their workaround to get the points. They said, "Whoa, wait a second. MENA tour got world golf ranking points, but now since you guys are MENA tour, we'll have to look at it." So they changed the rules to make them whatever they want. But it's okay to change the rules to make them work on this side. You just can't change them to work on the other side. And that's what the LIV guys are arguing. And then other people get on Twitter and they go, "Well, you know, if they'd follow the rules aren't set in granite. Make the rules fit the situation. Don't you want the best players to be represented on your official world golf ranking list? Don't you want? Wouldn't you want? I mean, what the list is going to be obsolete. And see, here's what's happening on this deal. They've ran this thing out. I don't know what some of these players were thinking. I don't know what Greg Norman was thinking or LIV was thinking. I guess they thought that, they thought logic would say that all the majors want to have the best players. Logic would say that if somebody has a list that they call the official world golf ranking list, they would want it to be reflective of the best players in the world, regardless of where they play. You would think that would be logical. But what they're not factoring in that thinking is this is their firewall. They're not going to give them those points. That MENA Tour thing that they tried to, they're not going to get that. The LIV Golf's not getting points. And even if the LIV Golf does get world golf ranking points, they're going to be meaningless, because the whole thing is rigged again. And they got, okay, well, you only get this many points because your tournament your tournament doesn't have a big enough field. So you're only going to get, and you're only playing 54 holes. So you're only going to get this many points. And now what's happened is these players, and I think, Koepka said it last week. He said, we're dropping so fast and we're dropping so far because we haven't gotten points that he said, and I think Dustin Johnson said it. He said, it doesn't matter. Even if we do start getting points, even if we do, we're going to be so far down, we got no way to ever make our way up on the list. Well, if you don't have a way, if you're Dustin Johnson and you're playing on LIV Golf and you're winning tournaments, finishing top 10, finishing top 5 like every time, and you don't have a way, no matter how good you do, you don't have a way to make it to number one in the world. Like if Dustin Johnson wins every single LIV Golf event, or Brooks Koepka wins 6 LIV Golf events 6 years, are you telling me Brooks Koepka winning 6 LIV Golf events, or Dustin Johnson winning 7 LIV Golf events, you're telling me that if that happens against the field that they've got, that neither one of those players is a top 5 player in the world with their resume that they had before they went to LIV Golf? You tell me that? That's just not right. Hey, that is not even close to being right. But that's how they've got it. See, they're dropping them so far because they're not giving them points. Say, oh, you got to have a year to qualify. Change the rule then. If your list isn't relevant, change the rules to make your list relevant. People say, oh, they're following the rules. Make the narrative whatever it is you want it to be. You know, it's just that's just the way that they're doing it. And these players aren't going to get points. These players aren't going to, you know, work their way back up the list after falling down because they're not going to be able to. They're not going to get enough points. So unless they revamp the list and there's somebody actually honest goes on there, honest, not rigged. The whole thing is rigged. They got the PGA Tour. They got the USGA. They got the DP World Tour. They got the former, you know, Peter Dawson, former RNA guy. The whole thing is rigged. And there is no way they are letting these guys get points. It's not happening. And who's the real loser on this deal? Because here's what's going to happen. The real loser is eventually you're going to have good players playing over there. Cameron Smith's a great player. Cameron Smith just won the Open Championship. Dustin Johnson's a great player. Brooks Koepka's a great player. You got those guys playing over there, and eventually they're not going to get in major championships. And then what's going to suffer? The major championships are going to suffer because, you know what, we can't have the best field. We're not having the best field, and I don't understand why they would want that. Are they're just so much in bed with these guys on the PGA Tour that they don't want to let them? And what difference does it make? You know, you got all this talent over there on the PGA Tour. You know, all this talent. Rory McIlroy said 95% of the talent is on the PGA Tour. Where did he come up with that number? Cameron Smith's pretty talented. Dustin Johnson's pretty talented. Brooks Koepka's pretty talented. That Taylor Cooch's pretty talented. They got a lot of good players over there on that LIV Golf. You know, Bryson DeChambeau's not a slouch. These guys all won major championships. You know, a lot of those guys, you know, Phil Mickelson, he's past his prime, but he's one of the greatest golfers in the history of the game. They're just not just a bunch of nobody's playing over there. And, you know, 95% of the talent, what difference does it make if it's 96% of the talent, 98% of the talent? You still should have a fair way of determining who the best players in the world really are. It's not up to the LIV Golf to make sure that they follow every rule. It should be up to the official World Golf Ranking to make their ranking match what the eye test shows. And the reason that they changed their rules, because they just revamped a bunch of stuff this year. Why did they revamp their stuff? Because they revamped their points list and the way you get your points and the terms to get points because it wasn't matching the eye test. Because it was on a revolving deal, you know, 3 years or 2 years or whatever it is, it was on a revolving deal, and people would say, well, that guy's, you know, really hasn't been playing that good. How's he still ranked here? So they tweak it. Well, why did you tweak it? You tweaked it because it didn't match. It didn't pass the eye test. You thought, well, these guys aren't as good as they're ranked. We got to change things a little. Oh, okay. We come up with a new system. This is better. But when there's a group that goes over and plays somewhere else, no. We're not changing the system. You gotta go by the rules. You didn't go by the rules. I love it when they say that on Twitter. You gotta go by the rules. And if you don't go by the rules, you're not getting points. There's no logical reason for that other than the fact that they want to try to penalize those guys and they want to try to keep that firewall up. And anybody who doesn't see that, I don't get it. They must be blind. And at this point, I don't understand why they need this firewall up. These guys have already gone. You know, maybe a couple more would go. But a couple more are probably going to go anyways. Because at some point, you know, if these players don't go, like there might be somebody that said, you know what, I'd go for $50 million if I knew I was going to get to play in majors too. And I was going to get points. And the point system was fair. I'd go for $50 million. I'd do it. Well, and then if they say, well, you're getting no points. You're getting no points at all. Well, okay. I'm not going. And then they say, what about $75 million? You going? No, I'm staying here. What about $100 million? Staying or going? No, I want my points. Okay, what about $120 million? At some point, you get to a number that they say yes. I guess they're just hoping that this Live Golf will run out of money or just lose their appetite for losing money or whatever. But it seems to me like they've invested so much already, and they seem like, you know, okay, piss me off and I'll just go, you know, throw some more money at this. I don't see how it's just a wise choice. Why don't you say, okay, you guys stick with your 48 players. We've lost 48 players. And like by a lot of people's, you know, what they're saying, you know, hey, we're glad to lose this guy. We're glad to get rid of Patrick Reed. We're glad to get rid of Bryson DeChambeau. We're glad to get rid of Bruce Koepka. This is what I hear. We're glad to get rid of this guy. So they, you know, we're glad to get rid of Bubba Watson. We're glad to get rid of this guy. This guy's over the hill. This guy's washed up. This guy's this. This guy's that. I love that one. Okay. You're down to 48 players. So just they got their 48 players, and we got everybody else, 95% of the talent. If Rory McIlroy is correct, he says we've got 95% of the talent on the PGA Tour, then why are you so worried about protecting your – they're full. They've got their 48 players. Okay, maybe they get one or two more. You know, if you could get points, who would they get? Cantley? I mean, will they get Cantley? Will they get Shoffley? I mean, who would they get? I don't know who they get. They get somebody else, maybe. You know? That's what they might get. And if they got those guys, what are you down to now? 90% of the talent? You still that's not enough for you? You got 95. If you truly think you got 95% of the talent on the PGA Tour, give them their points. So it's we have a real list. If you don't, they'll come up with another way. They'll come up with a workaround, or they'll just, you know, you might just piss them off enough. They may just say, screw these guys. We're going 72 players, and we're upping our budget $1.5 billion. Go buy us some more players. And then we'll see if it's still, and see if you can still say 95% of the talent's on the PGA Tour. I don't get it. The way they've played this whole thing, I just don't get it. I don't get the media, you know, being so one-sided on the whole thing. I don't get that. But I'll tell you what, when I listen to people who come to me for lessons, who talk golf with me, I hear something totally different than what I read in social media and I read in the golf media. The golf media narrative does not match what I hear from people that come to talk about golf with me. It doesn't match. They're not like super negative down on Live Golf. They're just not. So I don't understand it. I really don't. All right, that's my rant for today. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I got more coming up. I want to talk about all this. These we've had some outlandish comments that people are making, so I'm going to get into that in my next podcast. But I hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Any Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.